Howdy, everybody. We've got a new guest on with us today. It's Wendy Swenson. She's the executive director of Visit Southeast Montana. And if you've never heard of Visit Southeast Montana, their mission is to increase visitors to our region here in Southeast Montana by showcasing our cultural heritage, developing memorable experiences, and educating our residents about the economic benefits of tourism. So, Wendy, thanks for coming on with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And so as the executive director of Visit Southeast Montana, how many counties are you looking at?
We have 13 counties and then two Indian reservations as well.
Right on. And so jumping right into that last part of your mission there about educating residents about the economic benefits of tourism to that 13 county and two reservation region, what are some of the benefits that we see of tourism coming into our region?
You know, it's ancillary. It's every mom and pop shop out there. It is retail. It's the taxes that tourism offsets in our region helps pay for our first responders. It helps pay for, lower property taxes. It helps pay for those school teachers that we know we need. So it's a trickle-down effect. It's not just those frontline people that people think of, like hotels and restaurants and events and things like that, but it really brings those people in and it spreads them out throughout the state and the region, and it just really gets them into every nook and cranny, with the different things we promote, like the burger trail. It's getting them into restaurants in small towns that they might just drive right by otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. That Montana, Southeast Montana Burger Trail map's pretty neat. You can find that on southeastmontana.com. You just spell that all out, type it in your web browser there. And you can find maps like that, a burger trail showing you neat burger spots in our area. And then they've got stuff like the Salute to the Military, really neat downloadable map, which shows cemeteries, exhibits, and memorials. And then another map of many that are on there, the Mondak Motorcycle Loop. You guys offering all kinds of cool stuff up there.
We do. And obviously we partner with our other regions in the state. There's six of us, so we get together and we do things like the Dinosaur Trail and what we call our Wide Open Trail, which actually does loops off of the main highways through the state. So it gets them off into smaller places. It gets them off into those scenic routes, and they can see a lot of our attractions like Mikoshika, which we have a lot of residents that have never been in Mikoshika. So it's great to get people, residents as well as non-residents, out to those areas.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of is mind-boggling how many folks from right here in our area have never been to the state's largest state park right in our back door here. So yeah,
right.
For sure. And so how many folks does this kind of operation take to run, or how many folks would you like to have helping you out for Visit Southeast Montana? You guys have a board of directors, and I see that you guys have quite a few vacancies on that. So how many folks kind of look to get this ball rolling here?
Yeah, so staff-wise, it's myself and my content manager. We're on full-time, and then we also contract, and we're managed by the Billings Chamber, so they do a lot of the admin for us, and then we work cooperatively with Visit Billings and other destination organizations throughout the state. We are run by a board of directors, anywhere from 15. Our goal is to have 21 directors on there so that we have three representatives from every county plus our reservations.
Okay, and then when you guys have all those different county representatives, are we talking like you guys all meet annually, or are you guys just all kind of talking remotely? How does that look?
We meet probably 4 to 5 times a year. We try to meet quarterly, and then sometimes it's a little bit more if we're working on our annual marketing plans and things like that, or working on strategic priorities or developing something new for a destination. So it really depends, but we do aim to meet at least 4 to 5 times a year.
Okay, right on. And so again, this is Wendy Swenson, the executive director of Visit Southeast Montana. And, I think that that's kind of my base level questions here. Floor's open for you. Is there anything you'd like to get out into the public here? You got any events coming up folks should know about? We mentioned checking out southeastmontana.com for those downloadable maps, but what else you got?
We're doing a lot of support working with the Little Bighorn Battlefield. They're going through their construction, so we're trying to make people aware of their hours that are different this summer, them being open on weekends only, and tours aren't available during the week. And so we're really trying to support them and our other partners and getting messaging out like that. That really helps drive that visitor experience, and I think that's really going to be some things we're working on. We recently got a grant, so we're putting together a regional tourism ambassador program. We'll be out there recruiting people in their communities that love their communities in Southeast Montana. So if anybody wants to be a part of that, get a hold of us. We're looking for volunteers to be part of that program and help us sell the experience of Southeast Montana.
Awesome. And if you'd like to get a hold of Wendy Swenson for any of that stuff, you can email her at director@southeastmontana.com, or you can head to their partner website, SEMT, for Southeast Montana, partners.com. And any other contact information you want to get out there?
No, that's it.
Right on. Well, Wendy, I sure appreciate it. And keep up the good fight there, bringing the tourism out to our area and bringing that tourism income, if you will, into the folks around here and the small businesses. And we look forward to maybe talking to you again later this summer.
Absolutely. We appreciate you.
Thank you.